Hello there, everyone. It's your girl here chit-chatting with you guys once again, which I'm very happy to say I totally love it. I like getting information from you guys, a chit-chat back and forth. But as of late, it's been real quiet for you and real quiet for me because I haven't been able to get an anchor episode in. So I'm not even sure this one will go through. For some reason, I've recorded like 5 times, and every time, and I make the conversation about almost 30 minutes long, you know, because I haven't contacted you guys in a while. So my podcast every time never loads up, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? Contacted Anchor. They gave me some advice. They went back and forth. The things didn't work. And then one of the agents said, you know what? Have you tried uninstalling and reinstalling Anchor? I'm like, nope. So I was like, I'll try that. So I've uninstalled and reinstalled. I'm crossing my fingers. It'll work. And granted, this has been back and forth over the past few weeks. And because I record like maybe twice a week with you guys, or maybe even once a week. And it's like nothing, you know, and then contacting them. Oh, so I don't even know how long it's been since you and I have podcasted together. So hitting you guys up, letting you know that I have not forgotten you guys, and hopefully y'all haven't forgotten me. So don't forget to guys let know people about this podcast. I was trying to find what exactly to do to like the angle, and I'm going to be starting a blog online. And I guess the most popular thing to do is, in the sense of ideas, is to figure out what is your niche, what is your drive. And I talked about that one of the first few podcasts, and it's basically my everyday, you know, my venture as I turn 40 next summer, and I'm actually kind of thrilled over that. Odd, right? And as in late 30s, early 40s, woman, new mom, you know, I've got so many things in my life that so many people would like to relate to, because I feel sometimes like I'm the only one. And my thoughts on in things in general. So it's just like everyday life, letting you know, trying products, going from there. And I was like, you know what, that's it, you know, just talk about everyday life and things I've tried, things that I haven't tried, things that work, things that don't work. So I'm going to be doing my Anchor podcast and linked up with kind of like my blogging that I'm going to be starting soon. And with the blogging, talking about my adventures and trying to be financially stable. And one of the ventures I've had as of late is joining up with a Paparazzi Accessories. If you've never heard of it, guys, you're missing out. I didn't hear about it until, I believe, earlier this year. Actually, I remember when. It was close to Mother's Day. A friend of mine had been doing Paparazzi only a bit, and she had said she's selling them, and it's live broadcast on Facebook. So there's never a catalog sale, door-to-door salesman, which I absolutely hate, to be honest. And it is pretty darn nice stuff, if I do say so myself. Otherwise, I would not have joined up. And they're $5 pieces, and they're pretty nice, let me tell you that. Lead-free, nickel-free. And I charge for me when I have my inventory and I do my podcasts, live viewing. And it's under my main name. If you look up Jojo Pink on Facebook, so like facebook.com/JojoPink, JOJOPNK. After all, your girl Jojo, right? Everything goes with that, and you'll find my personal page. And what's easier to do, if you don't want to go through all the comments and stuff, my everyday stuff, if you want to go to my Facebook company page, you just look up Prettier in Bling. Excuse me, my voice cracked. Prettier in Bling is what you would look up, and that is my Paparazzi go-to. And I'm just super excited, and I know, obviously, I've been in it for like a little under a month. Yeah, it's a little under a month that I've been actually selling and doing all this kinds of stuff. And it's slow at first because I have to build a clientele and audience and all that. So I invite you guys to go check that out if you guys listen to this podcast. And it is pretty darn nice, like I just said. And it, There's no other way to say it. You get a lot of bang for your buck, I can tell you that much. So I charge $5 a piece when I go on live. And no matter how many pieces you accumulate, how many you sell, how many buy, excuse me, you can get a flat rate of shipping for $4. You can also go onto my website, and it's paparazziaccessories.com/216340. That is directly to my page. So you see a picture of your girl JoJo. And it is my venture in trying to be financially stable. I mean, that's what it is. You know, I teach for a living. And it makes decent money, you know, but with things and the cost going up of this and that, my growing family, you know, I don't make ends meet. And yes, I have a husband that works, but he does not make nearly as much money as I do. And I'm not trying to flaunt that or anything. And it's just, we don't make ends meet for the kind of life that we want to give our daughter. And we can live very, very basically in a cramped apartment, you know, with this and we want to live comfortably, not lavishly, just comfortably. So our ventures and trying to make ends meet have been crazy. And I know a lot of you guys can relate. So that is my venture. And if you're interested, by the way, also, you want to become, you want to just jump into the paparazzi accessory sales. It's a good business. Just started out. It's a fairly young business. It's under 10 years old, I believe. And it is a great opportunity to try to hustle. If you're really good at mingling with people and you know a lot of people that like jewelry but don't like to spend too much money, this is like the best thing. You save money, your wallet says thank you for not overusing it, and it's just a great op. And if you want more info, you can hit me up or you can become a consultant on that page too. The smallest kit they have is $99, which is what I bought. And I've already bought about, I've reordered a couple of times already. So, you know, it's actually not doing that bad. I have to build my my store up. So, you know, I'm accumulating jewelry. I'm reinvesting everything I make in it. And it's a pretty good, I mean, so far. And I'm going to give it, God willing, a year. And if I find success within a year, yay me. I mean, who wouldn't be happy for that? So I'm letting you know that that is my venture, and that is what my blog is going to be about. So my podcast will touch base on that in a while, all this other stuff. And the last time I podcasted, going back to what I was talking about the last time, I was talking about image. And I, like I said, I've podcasted several times. You know, I've just lost my, I've already said it like I don't know how many times, and I touch base on it every time on the same topic. So I'm going to try just to wrap up all the times that I podcasted since it didn't go through to you guys. Basically, at a young age, whether you're an adult or a child or a teenager, whatever age you are and you're listening to this podcast at any point, or if you are involved with any of those age groups, you should really think about what you say or do in front of children. Because your influence over them is huge. I mean, huge. I was podcasting the first time, and I was letting people know, you guys, obviously it didn't get published, my root basis for my, not really depression anymore, it's more of my, how do I even word that? I didn't have confidence in my self-image, I guess what it is. And I was wondering, when was a point when I started feeling horrible about the way I looked and my weight and this and that, you know, just hating on myself. And a few years back when I was starting to lose weight, and it was not that long ago, guys, I didn't start doing the fitness thing till I was about 33, almost 34. So that was about about 5 years ago. And it was crazy when I realized a few years back, like I said, that it was because during an exam at school, you know, in elementary, how they check for different things, the nurse pulls them out for hearing and this and that. Well, what they were on the portion of weighing us, and the nurse, now they don't weigh you in front of everybody because obviously laws have changed since I was a kid. And the nurse just turned to me after she weighed me and she said, "Mija, you're fat. You need to lose weight." And I was so embarrassed. And the kids around me giggled, you know, kids giggle about everything. But I just remember being that moment was so traumatic and I just wanted to cry. I never told my mom because I thought it's a nurse, you know, she knows what she's talking about. She wouldn't lie to me. And I was just so self-conscious since that moment. I never worried about my weight before that. I would play and do everything. And all of a sudden I worried about my weight, and you know, and I thought about it the first couple of times I podcasted, like I said, I podcasted at least five times for you guys. I started crying when I did the podcast, and even now I get teary-eyed, and it's like, it's so sad. But it's also sad that children, by the way someone looks, if they don't look to their, obviously society's view, because that becomes their view of pretty, good looking, or whatever, if they don't find the person visually pleasing, they treat the adult like crap, like if they're a substitute. And I know that happened because I was out and one of the kids said, nah, that the teacher that was here for you didn't know what he was doing, blah, 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 blah. And they were just so mean about him. I'm like, that person is my friend. I said, he has the same degree I do, and I'm just lucky that I got to have him as a substitute. But the way they talked and referred to him, it was like, it hurt. And it's all about image and what we impose on kids, and it is totally nuts. And it's simple solution, but it is so sad. So my advice to all of you is to really see what vibe you get out there, whether it's negative towards yourself or negative towards others. We really need to watch what we do and say, because it's hurt, it could be hurtful, and it was to me as a child. So, you know, man, I just wish people would be more civil towards each other. It's so sad. And I know it's not going to be the picturesque thing, but we really should watch out to what we say. So I'm going to close with that. I will catch you guys the next time. I'm closing out this podcast. I'm coming to a stop. I'm not driving anymore. So love you guys lots. Don't forget to contact me on my email, Twitter, yourgirljojo5, Gmail, Twitter, Facebook, you name it, it's there. Love you lots. Catch you next time. Your girl JoJo signing out.